Hey everyone, welcome back to the 30-Day Ultimate Emotional Eater Journey. I'm so thrilled to have you here and thank you so much for the support, for listening to me this long. Today's episode is about emotional eating in men versus women. And no, this isn't a competition, I promise. Now, this is a topic that I often feel flies under the radar, but it's super important. Emotional eating isn't just a female issue, it affects everyone, and the ways we experience and express it can honestly significantly vary depending on the genders because of society, culture, and so much more. So let's dive in. First, let's recap what we mean by emotional eating. It's when we turn to food to cope with our feelings rather than to satisfy hunger. And yes, we've all been there, grabbing a bucket of ice cream after a tough day, or eating more than you should of fried chicken or anything, to be honest. Yeah. But did you know that the reasons behind emotional eating can differ between men and women? Studies have shown that women are more likely to eat in response to feelings like sadness, stress, or loneliness, and that for many women, food can often provide comfort and emotional support. But on the flip side, men often use food to cope with different emotions such as anger, frustration, or may even avoid eating altogether during stressful times, which is not good at all. Now let's talk about societal expectations. These expectations can shape how men and women deal with emotional eating. With women, we have society often encouraging women to express their feelings openly, leading to a greater tendency to use food for comfort, right? You might hear friends say like, hey, let's grab some snacks and chat. It's a bonding experience, right? But it can also reinforce the idea that food is a go-to for dealing with feelings. Mm-hmm. And with men, on the other hand, they face a certain pressure to be stoic and not show vulnerability, which can lead to emotional suppression. Many men might feel ashamed to admit that they're struggling, which results in a more secretive relationship with food, and they might binge in private or avoid eating when they're feeling stressed, which can lead to an unhealthy pattern. So let's dig deeper into how gender norms shape our emotional eating behaviors. When it comes to body image, women often face intense pressure to conform to societal beauty standards, which sucks since it's always evolving, and which can contribute to emotional eating as a way to cope with body image issues. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by these unrealistic standards, just know that you're not alone. And support systems. Women are generally more likely to seek social support when dealing with emotions, which can lead to shared eating experiences. Men, however, might be less likely to reach out, which can increase feelings of isolation. This lack of support can exacerbate emotional eating struggles, which sucks. Like, suffering in silence just sucks. Men might turn to other coping mechanisms like exercise or even substance use instead of food. While these can seem healthier, they can also mask deeper emotional issues that might need addressing. But as we wrap up, it's essential to recognize that emotional eating is a complex issue that affects everyone differently. And understanding these differences can help us foster empathy and support for one another. If you're a woman who finds comfort in food or a man who struggles silently, know that it's okay to seek help. The more we talk about these issues, the more we can break down the barriers and stigma around emotional eating. This reminds me of when I was asking a few people to spread the link of my podcast. And they were like, yeah, I shared it with all my female friends. I'm like, yeah, but what about your male friends? It's like, what do you mean? This is embarrassing. Like, why would I share it to them? Like, well, they're still people, you know? I do believe that they'd be able to also benefit from this podcast, and I'm sure that they can relate to something. So yeah, we're in 2024 and there's still huge stigma around certain things, and I hope that with time both men and women are able to talk more about their emotional eating journey and work on it together. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey into emotional eating in men versus women. If you found this episode relatable, please share it with someone who might benefit from it too. And even with the ones who won't benefit from it, just share. And let's continue to support each other in our healing journeys, no matter our gender. Until next time, bye. Take care of yourself.